was hurried up, all eager for the treat. Their coats were brushed, their faces washed, their shoes were clean and neat. And this was odd, because, you know, they hadn't any feet. Four other oysters followed them, and yet another four. And thick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more, all hopping through the fresh, frothy waters and scrambling to the shore. The walrus and the carpenter walked on a mile or so, and then they rested on a rock, conveniently low, and all the little oysters stood and waited in a row. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot, and whether pigs have wings. But wait a bit, the oysters cried, before we have our chat, for some of us are out of breath, and all of us are fat. No hurry, said the carpenter. They thanked him much for that. A loaf of bread, the walrus said, is what we chiefly need. Pepper and vinegar, besides, are very good indeed. Now, if you're ready, oysters dear, we can begin to feed. But not on us, the oysters cried, turning a little blue. After such kindness, that would be a dismal thing to do. The night is fine, the walrus said. Do you admire the view? It was so kind of you to come, and you are very nice, the carpenter said, nothing bad. But cut another slice. Cut us another slice. I wish you were not quite so deaf. I've had to ask you twice. It seems a shame, the walrus said, to play them such a trick, after we've brought them out so far and made them trot so quick. The carpenter said nothing, but the butter spread too thick. I weep for you, the walrus said. I deeply sympathize. With sobs and tears, he sorted out those of the largest size, holding his pocket handkerchief before his streaming eyes. Oh, oysters, said the carpenter, you've had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again? But answer came there none. And this was scarcely odd, because they'd eaten every one. And that's the end.
Very good.
Well, I like the walrus best, said Alice, because he was a little sorry for the poor oysters. He ate more than the carpenter, though, said Tweedledee. You see, he held his handkerchief in front, so the carpenter couldn't count how many he took, contrary-wise.
I remember that, and isn't that... I remember seeing it in a film or a play. Was it in the play that we went to, Katie?
It's got a nice tune.
We went to the play with you, didn't we, in Chichester Youth Theatre?
Yeah.
We did.
To see Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
And I vaguely remember all the oysters being eaten.
Yeah.
Katie?
Do you remember
that? Is
that
where you remember it from? Was that when the poem, was the poem in there?
No,
well, where they had lots of oysters.
Book.
You just read the book?
Yeah.
Oh, that was when we went to...
Chichester.
Chichester, and we... There was the long...
Table.
Mad Hatter's... tea party going on.
And they had the Red Queen and the...
Yes.
So they had a bit of both books, I think, involved in the same thing. Yes. And they had the sort of chess game going on.
I like this one so much better than the other one. Well, it might be combined, I suppose, Alice and the Looking Glass.
Has it got both books in there?
Yeah.